Welcome back to Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today. Well, there's an Indiana farmer who has been teaching others about the importance of overcoming tragedy after he went through a horrific event that changed his life more than 40 years ago.
When we were in our early 20s, we survived a violent crime attack, and I was shot and paralyzed.
And that's Ed Bell, who says back in 1982, both he and his wife, Debbie, were attacked by her ex-boyfriend, who shot Ed several times with the intention of killing them both. The man who attacked them and shot Ed was later convicted and sent to prison. But that attack left Ed severely paralyzed.
I have a spinal cord injury. I'm paralyzed from about the collarbones down, so like armpits down.
Ed came home in a 28-pound stainless steel wheelchair that could barely maneuver through his family's home, much less their family farm.
But I had to redefine success and learn to farm again. I was a hog farmer at the time when I got hurt, but always had a desire to do retail vegetables, retail fruit, and the hogs weren't real accessible, so I switched over to strawberries.
Ed and his wife have owned and operated Bell's Strawberry Farm near Hagerstown since 1985. He says modifications were made to his equipment that allowed him the opportunity to continue to farm. He says it wasn't until he started farming again that he heard of a program based out of Purdue University that was helping disabled farmers get back to work.
Actually, myself and a couple of neighbors had adapted one of my tractors. I thought I was the only guy in America that was farming from a wheelchair, and it almost hurt my pride a little bit when I found out, no, there's a whole bunch that are across the country just like me, and different kinds of disabilities too, you know, vision and hearing and lots of amputees.
And that's when Ed says he connected with that program at Purdue, which is now called the National AgriBility Project.
The way I found out about AgriBility was my family was like desperate to find anything that there was available for me to help. And my mother-in-law picked up a brochure from Breaking New Ground at Purdue. And she gave it to me and she goes, here, there's other farmers with disabilities. And, oh, I don't need that. You know, my male ego was as big a problem as my paralysis. And I started looking at it, and long story short, I attended a conference, met other guys like me, and I thought, you know, it is kind of dumb to reinvent the wheel when there's things out there and connecting farmers with disabilities with each other and sharing technology to make life easier.
Ed says the National AgriBility Project has been an extremely valuable tool for him and his farming operation.
They're a resource center. They catalog all kinds of equipment that's been modified or that's available for all different kinds of disabilities. They have resources available for all different types of disabilities. They have conferences, but that's where the true value is when you meet other farmers with disabilities, you learn, it's not just my burden. Other people have been down this road. What can I learn from them?
Ed says using the equipment modifications from AgriBility and having the ability to own and operate a strawberry farm with his wife has given him and many others like him the opportunity to continue to push forward.
I think if I hadn't continued with farming and doing the things I'd always done and learned to do them in a different way, if I'd have gone straight into a nursing home and on the government tax dollars, what would that have cost society? And let alone me, the mental health and so on. So it makes a lot of sense to just figure out a way to remove barriers or to be able to plow around the barriers if someone becomes disabled or has a disability.
Ed also says being able to open up about his mental health and stress over the years has been a huge help.
I had 5 minutes of a pretty intense war that nearly took my life and my wife's life, and I can't help but relive it over and over many times, but there's a difference between me owning it and it owning me. And my dad helped me with that.
Ed encourages other farmers, in spite of their current situation, to open up about the stress that is impacting them and their lives, and to seek out solutions from others, including the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team.
I can't speak for every guy or woman out there in agriculture, but for me, it seems like my male pride and my male ego was most of the time the biggest part of my disability. I had to learn to humble myself and overcome those things, because common sense tells me that it is really foolish to try to reinvent the wheel when there's people out there that have already solved problems for you, and there's resources available, there's technology available, and there's other people you can talk to who's already been down this road and figured it out. So you'd be smart to pay attention to them. If it's not only for you, but for your farming or your ranching operation. Be brave and search out solutions to your problems.
To learn more about Ed Bell and his strawberry farm in Hagerstown, visit eatmorestrawberries.com. You can also find out more about the National AgriAbility Project and the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team at HoosierAgToday.com. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. For Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm radio network.